Dobro, zdaj.
Če greš klikati gledati katero koli knjigo Antene za Cicibane, tam so obično napisani decibeli, ki so gledalci. In tam bi se šli zagotovo končati v težave. Ne?
Samo, ker unije pozabil merske enote, pa razdalja je bila v colah, pa valovna dolžina je bila v engštremih in veda, kakšno neumnost. Samo ne osnovno fizikalno enako, samo fizikalno, vse ostalo. Ampak Friesova enačba ima še en problem, ki ga pa še nismo omenili. So with Fries equations, if you want to go crazy, then look into textbooks when they write Fries equations in decibels. This is a terrible mess, because those equations have no units, have constants that you don't know where they come from, and they usually get the wrong result, because they have some mistake somewhere. So, try always to write the base physical equation as we derive it today. Try always using linear units. If you need to convert to decibel, do that later on. But the Fries equation has yet another problem. Friesova enačba ima še eno težavo, ne? No, in ta težava je, če se Friesova enačbo ogledamo, ne? Če bi si narisali, ne? In sicer, kaj se zgodi na majhnih razdaljah? Fries equation has a problem at, in any form, even in the correct form, at short distances. What happens if r becomes small? Kaj se zgodi, če r postane majhen? Lahko se zgodi, da bomo dobili v spremniku več moči, kot je bila moč oddajnika. So if I write the Fries equation in a logarithmic scale, so if this is our power here, power in the receiver, this is just the curve r to the minus 2. Zmeraj imamo r na minus 2. Kaj se lahko zgodi? Ja, lahko se zgodi to, da mi pač nekaj imamo našo moč oddajnika. Our power of our generator is limited. So simple, very simple reasoning will tell you that we cannot get more power in our receiver than our generator produces. Se pravi, ne more se nikakor zgoditi, da bi dobili več moči v sprejemniku, kot je generator, ki pa napaja oddajnik v proizvedu. Ne? To je nekaj narobe, ne? In tu moramo zdaj to uro rešiti, ne? Ta problem. Kaj se tukaj dogaja, ne? Kje smo zdaj zgrešili, ne? No, prvi primer, kjer smo lahko zgrešili, je, da jaz sem imel pač moj usmerjen oddajnik, on narisal kar moja žarnica tukaj, ne? V žarometu, ki sveti en snop in moja sprejemna antena je tukaj, ne? Da je tu A sprejemnika in da je tu tisti A v kotu omega od oddajnika. Ne? Se pravi, temu bi lahko rekli vprašanje pod osvetljen sprejemnik. Se pravi, R gre proti nič, proti magnetenske. Se gre. So if the range between the transmitter and receiver becomes small, goes to zero, we can get into the condition that the actual receiving area is under-illuminating. We are not illuminating the whole receiver, we are just illuminating part of the receiver. Certainly, the Fries equation here no longer holds. We have to avoid this. But there's an even more strict requirement if we have a coherent receiver. Se pravi, če imamo koherentni sprejemnik, imamo tukaj naš oddajnik, ne? Koherentni sprejemnik ima več antenic, tukaj smo rekli, ne? Kaj se zdaj lahko zgodi na majhni razdalji? Dobro, te antenice so primerno povezane skupaj, ne?
Tako da se v tej vodi ima pravilno dolžino glede na fazo, ki bi jo radi imeli, ne? Ta, pa ta, tukaj, ne? A coherent receiver also requires that the phase is correct. At large distances this is no problem. Pri velikih razdaljah to ni problem, ker so valovne fronte ravne. Ampak na majhni razdalji od oddajnika so valovne fronte tukaj že ukrivljene. Ne? Valovne fronte se nahajajo na razdalji, ki je enaka valovni dolžini, ne, tukaj vmes je lambda, ne. Na micro, so at small distances, we may not illuminate all the elements of our receiving array, of a coherent receiver, with the same phase. And this requirement is actually stricter than this one. This will happen much earlier than this happens. Se pravi, na majhnih razdaljah, se pravi, kar gre, R postaja majhen, ne, R ta tukaj gre proti nič, bomo imeli ta problem, da valovne fronte ne zadene, recimo, če tukaj v sredini zadene zgoščina, zadene našo skupino anten, tam ni zgoščina, ker imam tukaj en x, ne. In koliko je tisti x velik, tu moramo zdaj izračunati iz geometrije, ne? Če je naša sprejemna, so we have to compute that x that makes the difference from the size of our antenna, this the size of our antenna, and Pythagoras theorem. Če napišemo Pythagorov izrek tukaj, tukaj imam pravi kot, ne? Ena hipotenuza je d polovic, druga hipotenuza je r, se pravi, d polovic na kvadrat Pitagora, ne, in r kvadrat, ne, d polovic kvadrat, r kvadrat, ta tukaj je pa, je enako r in x na kvadrat. In v tem x-u se skriva naša napaka v fazi, ne. Ta x se pravi, x je različno od nič, napaka v fazi. Imeli zaradi tega x, ne? Na majhnih razdaljah. Ne? In tukaj se nam zdaj naš račun podre. Ne? Dajmo pogledati, kdaj se tu zgodi, če jaz te stvari zmnožim, če jaz te stvari razvijem. Se pravi, d polovic na kvadrat in r kvadrat je enako na drugi strani r kvadrat in 2rx in x kvadrat. So, this x is actually will cause us a phase error. Because the distance is different for this difference x. We are trying to compute it. In zdaj pri računanju lahko tega zanemarimo, ker x bo majhen napram r-u, lahko tega zanemarim. So we neglect this one. In dobim ven, te dva se pa točno krajše sta, vidite, te dva, ta in ta se točno krajše sta, ne? Tako da dobim tukaj d kvadrat četrtin je to tukaj, je enako 2rx na drugi strani. Ne? Oziroma iz tega ven sledi, da x je enako, zdaj d kvadrat z 8r. Ne? Ta x bo naredil kvadrat napaka v fazi in koliko je naša napaka v fazi? Naša napaka v fazi, naš delta fi napaka v fazi bo zdaj x krat valovno število. X times the wave number. The wave number multiplied by the distance gives how many radians of phase error do we have here. Ne? So, delta fi je zdaj enako tukaj k krat d kvadrat z 8r. K je tudi wave number is 2π over lambda, to is express it with wavelength. It's easier to talk with wavelength. Lažje govorimo z valovnimi dolžinami, kot s tem. Ne? Tako da lahko zapišemo, koliko je delta fi tukaj. Delta fi je zdaj 4π, ne, če, ne, ne 4π. Pi četrti. 2π divided by 8 is π divided by 4. D kvadrat, spode imamo lambda, imamo r, ne? Oziroma u obratni smjeri, če si skušamo izračunati r, r je zdaj, nekateri razdalji se bo določena fazna napaka zgodila, je pi d kvadrat 4 lambda, 4 lambda delta fi, ne? No, in zdaj dajmo pogledati, koliko signala nam ta fazna napaka požre, ker mi ne smemo je to napako. As soon as we come to a considerable phase error here, we make a mistake and the Friis equation is no longer valid. Let's try now to evaluate how large this mistake is. Napišemo zdaj tabelco si tukaj, nekaj izgledov naredimo, so we do a few examples in table. So delta phi of pi radians, of pi half radians, of pi fourth radians, of pi eighth radians. First we have to write how much gain do we lose, so we can see, say this is a delta g or delta power in decibels. Tu bomo naredili enkrat kasneje, koliko se nam spremeni, recimo, ojačanje sistema ali pa dobitki, koliko se nam spremenijo, koliko se dobitek antene, what is the difference in the gain of an antenna, if we make this kind of mistake, if we don't respect this distance, this minimum distance. No, in če tu izpeljamo, zdaj izpeljamo, bomo naredili enkrat kasneje v drugi polovici. We are going to do this derivation later on, just to give you an idea how large this is. Pi is a pretty large mistake. This means 180 degrees. It gives an error for a round antenna, if antenna was a circle, of minus 4 dB. About minus 1 dB here, about minus 1 quarter of a dB here, about minus 0.6 dB here. In z tega zdaj sledi tudi, kakšna je naša zahteva z R minimalni. R minimalni, kjer Friisova enačba še velja. Ne? R mora biti jasno večji od R minimalnega. Ne? In koliko je R minimalni? What is the minimum range when a Friis equation is still valid? Because if we go closer than that, then this phase error becomes too large and we are in trouble. How close can we come? Damo pi tukaj noter za fazno napako, pi se pokrajša, se pravi, to je d kvadrat z 4 lambda. Če dam pi polovic tukaj noter, je d kvadrat z 2 lambda. Če dam tukaj noter pi četrtin, je d kvadrat z lambda. Če dam tukaj noter pi osmin, je 2 d kvadrat z lambda. Ha? No in jaz, če merim antene, tak inženirska zahteva je tam na desetinko decibela, da bi pa znal meriti. Vsaj, da znam meriti na desetinko decibela. Ne, da bom jaz dejansko dobil, ampak da znam meriti vsaj desetinko decibela. Se pravi, moja inženirska zahteva je ta, tukaj ne. So, the requirement of an engineer measuring antennas, 0.1 dB is usually the accuracy we are looking for. So, if we have more than 0.1 dB already of systematic errors because of this phase error, then we don't want to do that. So, we want to keep the distance being large enough. So, we engineers want that our R is larger than this R minimum, that is 2D squared over lambda. Ta minimalna razdalja je, rečemo, tudi Fraunhoferjev pogoj. So this is the Fraunhofer condition for measuring antennas. Dosti krat pa ste dobili tudi ime Turelijeva razdalja.
So this may be called Fraunhofer condition or Rayleigh distance.
Ste se učili kaj pri fiziki to?
Kaj je Fraunhofer? Zdaj poglejmo si, kaj tu pomeni v praksi. Ne? V praksi, kje je problem naših anten? Vse naše antene, ki smo jih mi zgradili, so izdelane za zveze na velike razdalje. Se pravi, so ustrezne neki, neki optiki, ki bi bila fokusirana v neskončnost. Ne? Sej, ker bomo anteno v resnici uporabljali, bomo tudi uporabljali na velikih razdaljih. Težava nastopi, ker poskušamo tako anteno pomeriti v laboratoriju, ker tam ni dovolj prostora, tam moramo biti blizu skupaj. So where is the problem now really with this R? The problem is R minimum. The problem is that we are designing our antennas for long range communication. R will be big. So we do not have this kind of problem, not encounter this in a real communication. But we have to measure this antenna and we measure, have to measure them in a lab. And in the lab we do not have enough space. So we have to be at short distance, but how short can we go to be accurate? If Free's equation no longer holds, then we are in trouble.
Dajmo si zdaj pogledati en tak zgled, ki nima nobene zveze z antenami, ampak za ga razumeti. Naše antene, smo rekli, so fokusirane na neskončnost. Our antennas are focused to infinity. Let's try to see a focusing problem in a different way. Say, let's try to see in optics. So in optics, we talk about focal depth. On your camera, how much focal depth has your camera? Where is the problem? You take your girl to the mountains. Pijenimo punca v hribe, ne? In punca, zato ker je videla znak ne trgaj cvet, je otrgala roško, ne? So we took our girlfriend to the mountains and the girl just saw the sign. Don't take the mountain flowers. And of course she pulled the mountain flowers. Now we have to take a picture. Moramo slikati punco in moramo slikati tri glavzarce. In obojno mora biti na sliki ostro. Ne? In vzamemo naš fotoaparat. Ne? Naš fotoaparat ima odzadaj tukaj CCD čip. In ima tukaj od spredi, ima lečo. Our camera has a CCD and has a lens. Lens has a diameter D. Leča ima premjer D. Ne? Minimalna razdalja je to tukaj, R minimalna. Ker mora biti ostra rožica pa punca, ne, da je videla, ker tam ne trga iz svetja, da je otrgala rožica. Tisti, ta druga stvar, kar pa mora biti ostra, pa jasno vidna, mora biti jasno vidno, da mi smo bili v hribih, da R gre proti neskončnosti. So, we have to keep the focus of our camera, both on the mountain, that's quite far away, and on the minimum distance to have the picture of the girl and the flower. How to do this? Let's try to compute R minimum. What are our conditions? We are using the optics, se pravi smo v optiki, je valovna dolžina 0,5 mikrometra, ne? Tu je 0,5 krat 10 na minus 600 metra, ne? In koliko veliko leča ima fotoaparat? Lahko vzamemo, da je leča, fotoaparat ima lečo 1 cm, to je 10 na minus 2 metra, ne? In dajmo zdaj zračunati. R minimalni tukaj, prvi primer, R minimalni je zdaj tukaj noter. Če damo 2 d kvadrat z lambda, ne? Tu je dvakrat, d smo rekli 1 cm, 10 na minus 2 metra na kvadrat.
deljeno z lambda, nič celih 5 krat 10 na minus 600 metra. Pridemo ven, da ta razdalja je, reci in piši, 400 metrov. Nekam deles bo treba put zaposled po vprašanju, če bo vidna pole na sliku. So if we just take our condition, our Fraunhofer condition, to take a picture of the girlfriend and the mountain, the problem is that this minimum distance to keep focus on the picture is 400 meters. This is a bit a large distance. We could barely see the girl 400 meters away. We certainly cannot see the flower for 400 meters away. So we have to find a solution to this problem. What is the solution? How to solve the problem in photography? You have a camera. How to solve this problem? To have a large range of focal depth. So have at the same time in focus both objects that are close by to the camera and objects that are far away. How do you solve this problem with the camera?
Similar sensor.
Manche sensor. Večja. Manche
sensor. Kakšno
večja manjša? What do we have to change? The lens of the sensor, for the sensor. Here only the lens plays a role. The sensor is totally unimportant. The lens, the diameter, D is important. Premier leče je tukaj edina pomembna stvar. So the only question here, we can change the lens. We can close the shutter to have a smaller area of the lens working. So in the second case, we close the shutter to reduce the lens to 1 millimeter. We have plenty of sunlight in the mountains. In the mountains we always have sunshine. The sun is always shining in the mountains when it goes to the mountains. U hribih mjena sije sonce, imamo dosta svetlove, log zapremo za slonko. Zapremo za slonko na 1 millimeter. In kakšen pogoj dobimo zdaj? Minimalni je zdaj ista formula 2d kvadrat za lambda, ampak zdaj imamo dvakrat 10 na minus tretjo metra na kvadrat deljeno z 0,5 krat 10 na minus 600 metra. In dobimo, da ta razdalja je zdaj 4 metre. No? 4 metre proč od našega fotoaparata po punco, že videti, mogoče tudi Jožko pa videti. Ne? Ne? Kakšna je še naslednja stvar? Naslednja stvar je, da si vzamemo manj strog pogoj. Ne? Minus 4 decibele ostrine, to je vredi za foto. For photography we can use a much less strict Fraunhofer condition than for antennas. Torej, tretji pogoj, vzamemo še manj strog pogoj, se pravi, D je 1 mm. Ampak delta fi vzamemo, da je dovoljen pi. Ne? Tukaj smo imeli, gor smo imeli delta fi je pi osmini. Ne? Ne? Se pravi, tukaj imam zdaj minimalni, tukaj spodaj. Ne? Je zdaj koliko? Je zdaj d kvadrat z 4 lambda. Je enako zdaj, da kvadrat smo rekli 10 na minus tretjo metri na kvadrat, deljeno spodaj za 4 krat nič celih pet krat 10 na minus 600 metra. Ne? Dobimo, da je ta stvar nič celih 5 metra. Ne? In to je pa zdaj nasurili stvar. Na pol metra razdalje se približamo tukaj, bo roško fino videti, niti punca nam bo šla celo objektiv noter. Ne? In še 3 glavca za njo bo videti. So, if we take a less, much less stricter condition for the phase error, then we can reduce this distance further. We can take our girlfriend up to 0.5 meter in front of the camera and still have sharp both the flower, the girl, and the mountain. Have sharp all the objects present in. V resnici bi naredili stvar še drugače, v resnici bi mi fokusirali fotoaparat na pol metra, da bi imeli ostrino 25 cm do neskončnosti.
In reality, we would not focus our camera at infinity, but rather we would focus our camera at half a meter to have a sharp fixture from 25 centimeters up to infinity. That would be the practical solution. Old cameras that you could adjust the shutter aperture, stari fotoaparati, kad ste lahko nastavljali za slonko, ste imeli območje, gore narisno, določeno za slonko, kakšno je bilo območje ostrine, ne? Kamer ste se fokusirali. Ne? No, zdaj smo videli zgled, kaj pomeni Fraunhofer v optiki. So, this was just an example, what Fraunhofer means in optics. We are going to use the Fraunhofer condition with antennas, not with optics. Did you understand what the problem is? Is it clear? Dobro. Dajmo si pogledati zdaj, kje je Fraunhoferjev pogoj v optiki? In sicer v optiki na naših laboratorijskih vajah. Ne? So we want our laboratory exercises. Next Monday you already have the first cycle of real. You are going to measure real antennas in the lab. V naslednjem ponedeljek boste imeli že laboratorijske vaje, imeli ste že prave antene v laboratoriju. In je treba ugotoviti, koliko je zdaj tale R minimalni. Ne? In mi imamo antene, rečemo, večina anten so taki lijaki, ki imajo tukaj premier, most of our antennas are currents that have a diameter of 11 cm and work at the frequency of 10 GHz. 11 cm premiera in 10 GHz frekvenca, ne? Da vidimo zdaj, koliko je ta R minimalni, ne? Bomo vzeli tega antenskega, ne? Da stroži, ne? Inženjeri smo bolj točni, fotografi so preskoči. So we engineers tend to be accurate, we want to be accurate. Photographers will lead them with 4 decibels, ja, da smo problem. Pogledamo zdaj, koliko je, ne? Če izračunamo valovno dolžino, ne? Valovna dolžina lambda je c nič z frekvenco, je 3 cm. In Fraunhoferjev pogoj, R minimalni, je 2d kvadrat z lambda, imam dvakrat 11 cm na kvadrat, deljeno s 3 cm. Dokler uporabljam merske enote, so vse enačbe super, samo da merske enote štimajo. Ne? No, je tu zdaj dvakrat 121, tukaj gor, ne, 11 na kvadrat je 121, cm kvadrat, deljeno s 3 cm. R minimalni za tako anteno je zdaj 242, deljeno za 3 je tukaj 81 cm. Ne? Kaj to pomeni, če boste imeli na vajah zvezo med dvema antenama, recimo tukaj je ena antena taka lijakasta, ki je tukaj nekaj zvezana, tukaj je druga antena lijakasta, ki je tukaj zvezana, ne? Ta tukaj ima D, ne? Ta tukaj ima D, lahko rečem tudi tukaj D1, tukaj D2, koliko je zdaj minimalni R tukaj, ne? Tale R mora biti večji od R minimalni od prve antene in R minimalni od te druge antene. Ni tu sicer matematično točen izraz, ampak je dost točen za naše meritve laboratoriju. So, in the lab, what we can say about the measurements, we have a minimum distance of one antenna in radio R minimum. First antenna, and we have a minimum distance of the other antenna, R minimum. Our distance, measuring distance, because we always need two antennas, we are about two antennas to start with the radio zvezdo. Dve antenne to start with the radio zvezdo. Vedno vzamemo razdaljo, ki je vsota objekt. Če smo vzeli vsota objekt, smo zagotovo noter. Zagotovo se postili temu pogoju. To je tak grob patent. Ne? Jasno, takoj, ko vzamemo en malček večjo anteno, ne, postanejo zahteve za laboratorij zelo velike. Tukaj zahteve za laboratorij so 1,60 m. Ne. So here you have two of these antennas, 1 m and 60 cm. That can be done in the lab. But as soon as we get to slightly larger antennas, then you are in big trouble.
Če imamo satelitski krožnik, ne, satelitski krožnik ima tukaj premer, da je en meter, ne. Satellite TV dish has a diameter of 1 meter and operates at a frequency of 12.5 gigahertz. 12.5 gigahertz, this makes a wavelength of 2.4 centimeters. Če smo to zračunali, tukaj z satelitski krožnik, bo Rayleigh-ova razdalja precej velika, ne? Ta R minimalni je zdaj tukaj, R minimalni je 2x, 1 meter na kvadrat, T kvadrat, ne? Deljeno z nič celih nič 2, 4 cm, ne? Tu pa je naprej. Tu pa je, če bi imeli 2, 24 pa krat 10 na tretjo, ne? 1 dvanajstina krat 10 na tretjo je tu tukaj 83 metrov, ne? Sem prav računal, ne? Se pravi, za zmeri ten satelitski krožnik rabi ste že ogromen laboratorij, ali pa poiskati kakšno drugo, še drug način, kako tak krožnik zmeri. Mogoče s svetilnikom na satelitu, satelit je zmerno dovolj daleč proč, ne? Mogoče preslikati to stvar z zrcali na manjšo razdaljo. Mogoče namenoma zračunati, koliko se gorišče krožnika premakne. Tu boste meni navajah, ampak kasnej, ne bomo še danes tega se pogovarjamo. So, measuring a satellite dish in a lab, it's difficult. This thing requires a lab that's 83 meters long. That's big trouble. Getting such a big lab. So, what can you do here? Use a beacon transmitter, say, in space on a satellite. That's far enough. The dish is made for satellites, so we can measure it against the satellite. Or we can use additional mirrors to move this distance to shorter lens, using some kind of optics. Or we can defocus, on purpose defocus, move the feed of this dish, the focal, feed in the focal point, to the correct point. We are going to do this in the exercises in the lab, but later on when we learn about dishes. Not now yet. Vidimo, da pridemo takoj v težave, ne? Da nagovorimo tukaj, če bi bila tu ena antena od enega radioteleskopa, tisa ne morate nikjer na zemlji izmeriti, ne? Tisto deliš preveliko. Pa še v laboratori ne reke preveliko. If we had here a dish of a radio telescope that has 30 meters diameter, there is no lab big enough even not to move this radio telescope in a lab, and certainly there's no place on Earth we can measure this telescope. It's Fraunhofer distance maybe out in outer space. En pomemben podatek je pri Fraunhoferjevi razdalji, na kateri razdalji Fraunhoferja gledamo, ne? In sicer, če imamo mi tako, rečemo jagi anteno, da imamo, ne, tako je dipol, tukaj so palčke, ne. Od te jagi antene, ne. Kje zdaj per jagi anteni vzamemo Fraunhoferja? Odvisno, v katero smer gledamo. So, with the jagi antena is quite non-symmetrical. It's very long in one direction, it's rather short in the other direction. Which size do we take for the Rayleigh condition, for the Fraunhofer condition? Which size do we have to take? Odvisno kam gledamo. So, it all depends on where do we look for radiation. If we look in this direction, then we have to, this is our D of the antenna. That fits in the equation. If we look at side lobes of this antenna in this direction, then this is the D we have to look for. Se pravi, jagi anteno lahko v smeri naprej, ker je dokaj oska v tej smeri, jo lahko zmerimo na dokaj majhnih razdaljah, ampak če hočemo pa imeti točne podatke o stranskih snopih teh antene, pa moramo vzeti veliko razdalje. Ne, ker stranski snopi boje sem, bomo gledali steven v tej smeri, kam gre seven je, gre seven je tukaj gor, ne? Seven je gre tukaj gor, ali pa seven je tukaj, ne? Pri eni jagi anteni moramo gledati, v katero smer sevejo in zmeram vzamemo pravo kotno razdaljo. So, with a jagi antena, that is quite non-symmetric, it has very large size in one direction, smaller size in the other direction, we always take the right angle projection.
If we look at the direction in the main lobe, the Yagi antenna radiates in this direction here. The main lobe, it's enough to take this size here of the antenna. If we look at the side lobes that radiate in this direction, then we have to take the larger size of the antenna. Of course, if we if we are turning the antenna, se pravi, če antena vrtimo na enem vrtiljaku, ne, da bomo izmerili celoten njen smerni diagram, moramo vzeti ta večjo razdaljo, ne? In ta razdalja lahko, ok, nervozna. Ne? No, zdaj, Fraunhoferov pogoj, jaz upam, da je s tem jasen. Fraunhoferov pogoj nam tudi naredi zdaj novo delitev prostora. Ne? Sicer, mi zdaj prostor lahko delimo prostor okoli naše antene, recimo, če imamo. So, the Fraunhofer, or the Rayleigh distance, gives a new criteria how to divide space around our antenna. If this is our radiating device here, I just don't know what it is, I just read. Se pravi, če tudi sta naša sevalna stvar, zdaj okoli te sevajoče zadeve imamo dve meji. Ne? In te dve meji sti ponovadi različni med sabo. Imam eno prvo mejo, ki se nahaja na razdalji, R je ena z K. Ali pa R je lambda z 2π. Ne? Tu je meja med tistim statičnim poljem, so static near field and this is what we were talking about the Tesla coil. But now we have yet another condition, imamo še en pogoj na večji razdalji in ta pogoj na večji razdalji. Ta je ena sk ali pa lambda za 2π, ne? Šestina valovna dužina. Tukaj, ne? Na tej večji razdalji imamo pa Fraunhoferjev pogoj, ali pa Rayleighovo razdaljo. R je, tukaj R je 2d kvadrat z lambda, ne? Tu je Rayleighov pogoj. Rayleigh distance, Rayleighova razdalja. We have the Rayleigh distance, in od zunaj imamo Fraunhofer področje, Fraunhofer region, Fraunhofer področje, znotraj imamo Fresnelovo področje. Fresnel region. Torej, delimo, zdaj prostor, delimo še eno dodatno delitev prostora imamo. Temu polju tukaj rečemo daljne polje. We call this far field. In comparison to the static near field. In temu področju v mejs rečemo sevano polje. Tako da imamo kar nekaj izrazov tukaj, mi z antenami v glavnem se ukvarjamo z daljnim poljem. Ne? V
Večina antenas, so most of our antennas are designed to operate in the far field. The radiated field has some different conditions, but the static near field can also be used for very short range communications, very low frequencies, like RFID tags. Se pravi, RFID značke lahko uporabljajo tudi statično bližnje polje, večino stvari se bomo uporabljali z daljnim poljem. Fiziki uporabljajo še druge izraze, pa fiziki, ne samo fiziki, tudi osnovni šoli se uporabljajo. In sicer, temu tukaj se reče geometrijska optika, in temu tukaj se reče valovna optika. Tako da smo stvari en malo še bolj razdelili, razmejili, ne? Kaj se učili. So, at school you may have learned about geometrical optics, this was already at elementary school with lenses, with rays. When we go to waves, we have waves in the far field. Toliko o razdelitvi. Zdaj pa pokličemo ekonomista in da povedemo še komercijalo tukaj, ne? Kaj pravi ekonomist, ne? So, this is the theoretical thing, the physical part of the business. Now we have to look at the business part of the business. What the economists say. And the economists want to know, how many bits can I transfer over your radio link? This is the most important question. How much money do I make out of the radio link? Koliko znanja bo iz tega radio linka pa dober, ne? No, in tukaj imam še novo stvar, moram pogledati. Jaz v daljnem polju imam samo dve pravokotni polarizaciji. Tu ortogonal. Two orthogonal polarization modes I have in the far field. So I have only just or vertical and horizontal, or right hand circular, or left hand circular, but I have just two modes. In the geometrical optics, I may have an arbitrary N of different modes. Tukaj imamo lahko N različnih rodov. Ne? In zmogljivost, vsak rod prenaša svojo neodvisno informacijo, zmogljivost v Fresnelovem področju je lahko dosti večja, kot v Fraunhoferjev področju. Veste, da ekonomisti so v glavnem zaskrbljeni, koliko bo treba plačati, ako so licenčnine, ne? Za takvejšo področje. In tukaj imam samo dva rodova, tukaj imam pa ne možnih rodov, ne piksel na sliksi. So, N modes correspond to N pixels of an image that I'm transferring with lenses. And each pixel is indeed independent of the other pixel. Each pixel may represent one of the modes that's allowed here. Tukaj noter obstaja možnost za izredno visoko zmogljivost, predvsem za izredno možno spektralno učinkovico. The question is our spectral efficiency. C capacity over bandwidth. Well, here we have the capacity over bandwidth that with the best system we know it now with LTE, maybe around 10 bits per hertz per second, so cancels out hertz per second, around 10 bits. Here the capacity will go over 100 bits. Tukaj noter v Fresnelovem področju, če tu upamo vzpostaviti, ampak pazite, tukaj so hudi pogoji, da uspemo Fresnelovem področju vzpostaviti, lahko vzpostavimo zveze, ki imajo izredno visoko zmogljivost. Ne? Zdaj tukaj za vse neznalice je treba povedati, da tukaj na tej meji se nahaja nekaj, kar so vsekali mimo, ne? Zdaj se tukaj kliče mimo. Ne? Mimo je ravno na meji. Ne? MIMO connections, so now they are so described as the last cry of the technology, they are just on the edge of this thing. But the theory allows much more. The theory is here. just to understand that MIMO is just at the edge. MIMO allows not two modes, maybe a few more modes and a few more capacity at a relatively large distance. MIMO dovolju dopušča en mal večjo zmogljivost na en mal večji mej, ampak dajmo se naučiti, kje je tu teoretsko. Tisa čudežna številka je regular razdalja. The magic word here is regular distance. If you know the regular distance, you know what you can do here. That's the tricky part of the business.
We are probably going to see, verjetno bomo videli v prihodnih letih, danes se razvijajo takšne zvezde, ki bo to izkoriščenje, bo imele spektralno učinkovitost več, kratko več, kot kar stupitev na sekundo, na hertz, sekunda in hertz, kaj še. Torej, izredno zmogljive zvezde, ki bomo videli tukaj. Toliko o Rayleighove razdalji, so much about Rayleigh distance, or the Fraunhofer condition, as we call it. We still have to solve one last problem before you can do laboratory exercises. Še eno nalogo moramo rešiti, preko se lahko lotimo vaj, laboratorijskih vaj, in tu moramo zdaj napisati. Ne?
Vzamemo antene, ne? In zdaj antene merimo v radijski zvezi. In iz izmerjene moči bomo določili lastnosti naših anten. So we take antennas, we put them on certain distance, these antennas, and we are going to measure something and want to find the performance of this antenna from the measured results. Now, there is yet another problem we have to solve.
So, in v laboratoriju damo generator, jo priključimo generator, priključimo tukaj na oddajno anteno, damo tukaj sprijemno anteno, priključimo tu na merilnik moči, so here we have a power meter to look at the received power, here we have the generator that provides power for the generator.
Now there is a subtle problem, but it's a real problem, this. At short distances, na kratkih razdaljih en problem. In sicer mi vemo, da razdalja tukaj vmes mora biti večja od R minimalni 1 in R minimalni 2. Se pravi, moramo biti v Fraunhoferjem področju ene in druge antene. So we have to be in the Fraunhofer region of one or two. Zdaj vprašanje je, kje merimo to razdaljo. In tu ni trivialno. That's not a trivial question, where to measure this distance. Lahko merimo razdaljo tukaj, ne? Tukaj. Lahko vzamemo eno točko nekje sredini antene in merimo razdaljo R2, ne? R1 tukaj. Ha? Lahko gremo še bolj ven, in merimo razdaljo tukaj od tega konca te antene. Do te antene, R3. So now the question is in the lab. At short distances. At long distances, if you put this antenna in a real radio link, this is not a problem because the difference between R3 and R1 it's almost the same. But at short distances in the lab, there may be huge differences between R1, R2, and R3. And let's remember that R is R to the minus second power. It's squared. Actually, the error even grows because it's squared, if we don't determine it. Which of these three is correct? This one, or this one, or this one? Again, we have three choices. Should we take the opening, the closest parts of the antenna, should we take a point in the middle of the two antennas, or should we take the end of the antennas? Kje moramo vzeti? Krajne točke obeh anten, nekje v sredini, ali prednje točke obeh anten? Katera stvar je zdaj ta prava?
Sredini.
Hmm.
Ja, zdaj, kje je sredina, se da se zna vprašanje.
Zdaj, predne zagotovimo za vse ostale dne.
Zdaj, če vzamemo prednje, bomo dali premajhno razdaljo, ne? Verjetno. Če vzamemo krajne točke, bi nazadnje tudi od tega generatorja do tega merilnika lahko vzel razdaljo, ne? Sej, ta kabel lahko tudi enko sem vede, ne? Katera razdalja bi pravilna tukaj? Which distance is the correct one? The shortest distance, something in between, or the largest distance. What do we have to do here? Which one to take? Otherwise, we are not going to measure correctly. What can we do here? Tukaj še nekaj manjka. We are missing something.
We are missing actually a definition. Manjka nam še ena definicija, še en podatek o anteni, ki nam manjka, in tisti podatek se imenuje fazno središče antene. Bom narisal.
Imamo zdaj, recimo, eno anteno, kakšnokoli hroblja ne to že bo, ne? We have an antenna. That has all three dimensions, ima vse tri dimenzije, ima to stvar, ne? Ta antena, to ima preključke, ne? Ampak, iz te antene si narišemo, kako izhajajo valovne fronte ven. We draw the wave fronts getting out of this antenna at a particular distance. In zdaj narišemo na valovne fronte, ki se nahajajo na razdalji lambda tukaj, ne? Wave fronts spaced by lambda. Narišemo pravokotnico. Eno pravokotnico tukaj. Eno pravokotnico, recimo tukaj, tako narišemo. Narišem eno pravokotnico tukaj. Oh, so we draw a line at right angle to this wave front. Te črte se lahko sekajo v eni točki. Če je tu preprosta antena, se te črte lahko sekajo v eni točki. So, these orthogonal lines to the wave fronts, if they intersect in a single point, we call this point the phase center of the antenna. To točko bomo imeli fazno središče antene. Jasno, če obstaja. Lahko imamo antene, ki proizvajajo tako polje, da fazno slišnimo. So, do we call this the phase center? If it exists. It does not necessarily exist, but most antennas at least roughly have a phase center. What is the definition of a phase center in a more mathematical way? The definition is a phase center of in a more mathematical ways that we can write the radiation pattern of the antenna. Smerni diagram antene lahko zapišemo kot nek amplitudni del. In nek fazni del, ena jod, faza, ki je tudi funkcija tete in pija, ne? So we can draw
We can write a radiation pattern that's a complex function as a real amplitude and the phase. Torej, definicija faznega središča je kakšna? Definicija faznega središča je, če anteno vrtimo okoli faznega središča, je faza konstantna. Se pravi, če zberemo koordinatni sistem, oziroma vrtenje, tako da je phi od theta in phi je konstanta, ne? So if we choose the coordinate system in such a way, or the axis of rotation such a way, that this function is constant, then we are turning around the phase center. Boste imeli tudi vajo, ker boste anteno vrteli, boste poskušali točko poiskati, kje bi se dalo vrteti anteno, kje bi se faza najmanj spreminjala, no? Ampak tu je, ta definicija je v glavnem stopu. Se pravi, inside man dome. Faza pa nevadi, ker greste čez ničlo usmeren diagram v preskoči za 180 stopin. Zaradi tega, v glavnem snopu sevanja, fazno središče je pa nevadi definirano za glavni snop. So, a face center of an antenna is usually defined for the main lobe of this antenna, not for the side lobes, because when we jump through a zero in a radiation pattern, then we usually have a phase shift of 180 degrees, of course, that does not make sense. Inside the main lobe, and you are going to have later on in the laboratory experiments, you are also going to have an experiment where you are going to actually try to find where the phase center of an unknown antenna is. So our correct answer to this question here is that we have to look for the phase center. We have to find the phase center of this antenna. We have to find the phase center of this antenna. And we have to take this arm. This is the correct distance to fit in the Friis equation. And this is the distance that's going to fit in the Friis equation. So received power is transmitted power times transmitter gain, antenna gain, receiver antenna gain, lambda over 4p r squared. This r we should fit here. This is the distance between the two phase centers of the two antennas. So for the first lab session, you just ask the assistant, where is the phase center of our antenna? And he will tell you where it is, approximately. With horn antennas, it's a little bit inside the aperture of the horn. So, za prve vaje, kar boste imeli, vprašajte asistenta, ki je fazno središče, da vam povedal, da boste zmerili pravilno razdaljo od ene antene do druge, od faznega središča ene antene do faznega središča druge antene. Potem boste imeli enkrat kasneje, imate pa tudi to vajo, da boste sami iskali na vajah fazno središče in poskušali ugotoviti, kje se nahaja fazno središče od določene antene. Ne? Toliko za danes. Pripravljeni na vaje. So, ready for the laboratory exercises next Monday. We did everything we needed today.
Try to solve the vaje.